Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Hope for a clear sky this next Thursday, the 31st. That's because there'll be a full moon. But this is not your typical full moon. This'll be a full moon, super moon, and blue moon. As most everyone knows, a full moon occurs about once a month. Actually, it's every 29.5 days. Many cultures have names for full moons. Names for the July full moon include Buck Moon, Thunder Moon, or Hay Moon, while August's full moon names include Corn Moon or Grain Moon. Occasionally, we may have two full moons in a month. If so, the second is referred to as a blue moon. I've never heard the definitive explanation as to how they came to be called blue moons. One explanation, however, is that it's a mistranslation from the Old English term blue, B-L-E-W-E, which had two definitions. One was the color blue, the other was to betray, implying two full moons in a month betraying the typical one. This full moon is also a supermoon. It's the third one this year. The term supermoon is coined a few years ago to refer to a full moon that occurs when the moon is near its closest approach to the Earth. The moon looks bigger when it's close to the Earth's surface, as opposed to high in the sky. That's a well-known illusion called the moon illusion. The moon, of course, is still the same size. But the moon doesn't orbit the Earth in a circular orbit. The orbit's elliptical. The average distance between the Earth and the moon is around 239,000 miles. However, when the moon is the furthest away from the Earth, it's out there around 252,000 miles. At its closest point, it's about 225,000 miles away. So there is a difference of about 27,000 miles, which is enough of a distance to make the moon look a different size. Some say a supermoon is around 40% larger and 30% brighter compared to when the moon is farthest from the Earth. At least those are the values I've seen comparing the closest point, or perigee, with the furthest point, or apogee. I suppose you could call a full moon furthest away a mini-moon or a micro-moon, but that doesn't have much pizzazz. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.